Greetings, flesh wound horror freaks, and welcome to a brand new episode of Flesh Wound Horror. I am Daniel Shine, joined as always by Todd Loya and Mike Kruger.
What's up, guys?
Nothing much. We're fresh off a new Korean zombie movie from Netflix. Very excited to talk about it. We'll get right into it. So this film is from director Icho, and it is hashtag alive. So this one, the rapid spread of an unknown infection has left an entire city in ungovernable chaos. But one survivor remains alive in isolation within his apartment. This is his story. All right. So we're fresh off this. Excited to talk about it. Kruger, what did you think of hashtag alive? Because you've said on the show in the past that you're not the biggest zombie guy. So I'm curious, did this one do it for you?
Yeah, so I literally just got done watching this like right before we recorded. So honestly, man, I was really, really impressed. Within like 2 minutes, shit just hit the fan. And like, I just love that, like, I just love that everything in this movie was super powerful and like relevant to the times we're living in. And just in general, it's a great movie. It's well shot. The cinematography is really, really good. There's a shot that we get like looking through a pee hole and we see like a kill happen. That was really, really cool. And also some stuff we see like through a drone. We see like a zombie, like the whole zombie outbreak through the eyes of a drone. I thought that was really cool. Had a good soundtrack. The infected looked awesome. Makeup effect were really good, and they kind of like had their own thing to them that like made them like their own zombie, and like I said before, so relevant to the times we're living in, especially like the past 6 months. And for people that don't like subtitles, this really doesn't have too much dialogue in it, and I really highly recommend it to anybody.
It is also fantastic. Yeah. If you choose, it is dubbed. Yeah. What did you think, Todd? Oh, Todd, you're muted. You're muted.
No, sorry about that. There's a reason I wanted to talk about this one, because I ended up just watching on Tuesday, and I was like, one, I was curious where Kruger was going to lie in it, because I don't know exactly where you are in zombies yet. I thought this was better than Peninsula. I think South Korea is killing it overall with zombie films. But this feels like it could even live in that same world. And just, you know, I mean, it's unrelated, but it feels like it could. Yeah, you mentioned the drone shots. It being such a small, just a couple people really, you know, made it a little bit more, you know, like personal, smaller setting. And I didn't know we were going to leave. Like, I thought we were going to stay in the apartments the whole time, but I mean, more stuff happens. But overall, I love this one.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's in one way, and I agree, by the way, because you guys can go back and listen to our Peninsula review, but I do actually think this is better. I think this gets it right. It's
and if you are looking for our Peninsula review, it is episode 315.
There you go. So you're right. I mean, this is like definitely a movie for the times. It almost, part of me almost thought like, man, I wonder if they added anything in the last 6 months, particularly towards the end, which I think is fantastic. There's a,
it's really, like they knew.
it's a cool shot.
Careful what you say, Dan.
Towards the end, which I thought was a really nice touch. It's not overly, not overly sentimental, but, you know, it does kind of quietly tug at the heartstrings at the same time.
I don't know, man. It got me a couple of times really, really good. Like, honestly, like I'm not going to be afraid to admit, like, I had some teary-eyed moments.
Yeah, it does it in a very clever, I think, realistic way. There are a couple laughs at the beginning. I thought the selfie stick and the dude falling out the window. So
I'll talk about more of that with spoilers.
It has some moments of humor and very creative suspense moments between buildings. And in one way, it's hard to be completely original with a zombie movie now. And I could see some people even with this saying, it's like, well, we kind of seen it before. This doesn't reinvent zombies, but the relationship between the characters, the very small amount, not a whole lot to be had here, was just fantastic. Again, there are some twists and turns you have seen before within an apocalyptic zombie film. But I think this just...
I think the acting, though, is what really set me to, like, falling in love with this movie. Like, the acting is so well done. I'm going to butcher his name, but Ah In-yo, who played the part of Oju-woo, gave a, like, great performance. Like, some of the best... And, like, this had some of the best acting performance I've seen in a zombie film in a while. Like, I think this is on par with Train to Busan, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It another thing that I liked about it... Now, there is one dumb moment as far as a character decision. But for the most part, I liked... It was a little more realistic in the sense that if something like this happened, realistically, you're not just going to go out until you absolutely have no other choice.
Well, I think that part was a metaphor, you know, especially for, you know, what we had to do with quarantining, you know, like, and like the one thing I thought this movie has some like great messages. Like, I got this like message about technology and like electronics and how like they can bring you together. And like, I mean, for example, what's going on with the pandemic, if you guys can't see each other, you can video chat or, you know, use your phones to communicate, how like technology is important. And then another thing I got out of it is like, you know, this is really a big thing I think it instills is like how through a pandemic or a zombie outbreak, no matter what bullshit's going on in the world, we have to help each other survive. And I think in the end, that like moments like that is what makes a great zombie movie.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, people needing people and it's interesting because this is about a minute, 2 minutes maybe, and it throws you right into it. So there's not a ton of background story on our characters, but you still or rooting for them.
I think there was enough time though to like develop, like, you know, how our main character, you know, is. And, you know, I mean, obviously he was what, like a guy in his 20s, you know, still living with his parents, maybe had some mental health issues. Like, I was getting that out of it too.
That's the one part I was confused on. Did he live with his parents or were his parents just paying his rent and stuff?
They were at their office.
No, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I mean, they may have been, I don't know.
I couldn't figure, but then as I was watching, I was like, well, they have smaller apartments, you know, they're smaller people.
He, if you look at his place, there was no sign of any woman living there. I mean, he was very odd.
Uh-oh. Well, we lost Dan. Shit. So he said the word woman and like, he magically disappeared. So, okay, hopefully we get him back momentarily. Well, now we
got Phil Con. But yeah, man, I'll start going. So overall, this is a masterpiece. Like, quite frankly, if you've heard my past reviews, like Dan was saying before, I say that, you know, I'm not really a zombie guy, but after 2020, with things like zombie, I love zombie too, but things like Yummy, that, you know, recently have come out, and, you know, Train to Busan, which came out a couple years ago. I gotta say, I can't really say I'm not a zombie guy anymore, because I mean, I'm gonna have some very, very high ratings in, you know, the upcoming episodes. I think with more zombie movies we get out of like this pandemic, like I didn't even relevant to horror, just like other zombies movies were in the past with, you know, stuff that's going on in the times.
Yeah, zombie movies tend to normally be like, good zombie movies tend to normally encapsulate the time you're in and talk about the problem without talking about the problems. So I think this follows that tradition of the Romero zombies. Because it's weird. I'm definitely a zombie guy, but I like good zombie films. So I get where you're coming from. There is a shitload of bad ones.
Oh, and it's also like very cool to see like how with stuff like Yummy, like it's all on a completely different side of the spectrum with like hilarity and, you know, over the top gore. And I think with, you know, hashtag Alive, it's not really over the top with its gore. It does have its moments, but it's not, you know, gore filled, and it's more serious and takes this tone that I don't know why zombie films are so powerful, but I mean, I think this really proves how powerful a zombie film can be. And like, I think this shows like the pain of anything that was going on in the past 6 months. And like, it really conveys that well. And it's a 5 out of 5 for me.
Yeah, I'm 100% a 5 out of 5 too. I know, Dan, you kind of we kind of lost you for a minute.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure if you saw me now. I was trying.
Oh, no. Yeah, the last thing we heard was you said woman and you disappeared. So we figured you just like self-destructed because you were talking about your favorite.
Apparently. No, I agree. This one is really what a great, you know, zombie movie in the tradition of a, you know, Romero film should be. It did have a great commentary on society. Again, you have moments of where it's very familiar. It's like, okay, I've seen this character here, I've seen that character there, but nonetheless, this is fantastic. It's way better than Peninsula, so don't let it pass you by. I give it a 4.5.
All right, let's get a spoiler.
Let's talk spoilers. So, guys, now if you haven't seen it, would be the time to drop off and then pick back up after you have, because we're going to talk more openly about the movie. So, you have been warned.
You have been warned, and the graphics up. So, Dan,
there you go.
Krug, whoever wants to go first, have at it.
Yeah, how about you, Dan? Because you were talking about some stuff that, you know, you saw in other movies or things that, you know, you thought were dumb moments. What did you find that bothered you?
You know, it wasn't so much that it bothered me. Like I said, it's very hard to be completely original in a zombie movie. There are literally probably 100,000 zombie movies at this point, it feels like.
And that's the problem. A lot of indie guys, they're like, okay, well, we don't have a lot of money, let's make a zombie movie. That happens a lot, and that's why the genre got so watered down.
Yet it can also be more complicated than you would think. A lot of people do it, but there are some complications. But, for example, the neighbor that was feeding his wife, we've seen that so many times, you know, recently. Yeah, Walking Dead, of course, is the best example. Yeah,
I haven't watched The Walking Dead since like the first or second season.
Oh, okay. Well, even then, you know, you had stuff like that. But there's also a lot of clever bits too. I thought the drone back and forth between he and the girl in the other building, I thought that was really clever. I love the sequence where the zombie starts crawling up and he's trying to figure, oh my God, how am I going to, you know, do something.
Yeah, and then with this, the hand jack.
Yeah. It's one of those films too. Like for me, and I love zombies. I always try and put myself in there. Like, all right, what would you do? All right, in this scenario, what would you do? And this one had my mind, you know, kind of racing, which I thought was was nice. I always say that in an apocalyptic scenario, you'd probably have that level of extreme depression, but then also at some point where you just, I don't know, to keep yourself entertained, you just go fucking batshit too. Not zombies, but Quiet Earth is a example of a really good sci-fi film I like. But yeah, it's very like nice, quiet moments. The message on the phone from his family was really nice. And then his reaction to hearing that, obviously, you know, they were in distress. That was pretty powerful. It does everything right. When this actually began, I thought this was going to be a very different kind of movie with the hashtag and everything. I'm like, oh, okay, this is going to be like a video game slacker that's going to be fighting zombies. I thought this was going to be more like a Korean Shaun of the Dead sort of deal.
Because it had a hashtag? You read a lot into that, Dan.
Well, I'm surprised you gamer. That's all you know about him.
I'm surprised you didn't introduce this as pound signed alive.
Shut up, Don. That's messed up. I know technology. I know what a hashtag is. I'm on the Twitter, Todd.
Calm down there, Dan.
God damn it. But yeah. Yeah, if you are a zombie fan, like, you can tell me the same story twice as long as you tell it well, and this told it well. So I was happy with it.
Like I said before, though, I love the way the zombies, like, were moving and stuff, though. Like, especially with, there was the scene with a girl cop that, like, the zombies, like, took her down and then crawled to bring her to the other zombies. I thought that was, like, one of, like, the really, really cool scenes. Mm-hmm. And, like, that scene when he was getting, like, the text from his mom, like you said, and, like, from his family, and then he's having that dream while he's getting drunk and stuff about, like, you know, missing his family. And, you know, he eventually, you know, tries to kill himself and shit. Like, I just think that this movie, like, was way more powerful than I thought it was going to be. Like you said, I didn't know if it was going to go with a comedic role from, like, the stuff I saw in the trailer. But this is, like, seriously some really powerful stuff. And I think it's safe to say that Korean cinema has mastered the zombie movie.
Yeah, well, Korean movies in general. I'm a big fan of Korean cinema. And the other thing that I liked about this now, particularly just my own thoughts with the pandemic and everything, was the thing that I always thought the most about was, like, friends I had or people that I knew that were pretty much just alone. And you know, like, I haven't been alone during this, but even in my own head, I'm like, man, what if you're just, like, alone in like New York or some big city in just an apartment during all this? It's been hard for me, but I can only imagine for somebody like in this movie that it has to be horrid. I mean, you know, so many months into it now.
Yeah, no, dude, this conveys the pain that we have gone through as a human race, I think, in the past 6 months. Like, it's definitely a strange time we're living in right now. And, you know, I'm grateful for movies, and I'm grateful for stuff like this that's going to document, you know, the pain we felt. Because, I mean, if we don't document it, then it never existed. So,
absolutely. Todd, any spoiler thoughts that we didn't touch on?
No, you guys pretty much nailed it. Yeah, I just can't, you know, recommend this one enough.
Absolutely. All right, guys. So that's all we have for you today. Be sure to stalk us on social media. We appreciate it, all of your support. And be sure to tune in to our other shows. We've got Babysitter.
Yeah, I know Dan just says that this is all we have for today, but it's really not. So go check out the Babysitter
Killer Queen
show.
Yeah.
Because this is not all we have today. So
yeah, good. Get it twice. Two times the terror, two times okay. The Todd.
On that note,
that's gonna be the
we're gonna be out on this one, and go check out the other review.
There you go. Good night, guys.